Well, what do you do to the hogs if you don't want them to grow up to be a boar?
You castrate them.
So, what some people call the castrated hog something different.
No, I really don't know what it is.
Well, some people call it a barrel. That's what I was asking, see if you ever call that. Well, you know, hogs are interesting things. When they're babies, people call them something. When they're big, they're called something else.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? When they're real small, what do you call them? Would you ever call it like a pig? Or?
I imagine it's a pig. And when they grow old, you call them hogs or what?
Well, have you ever heard them called anything like a shoat or?
No, I haven't.
Well, what's that thing that you have out to feed them in?
Shoal.
Would you have several of those or what?
Well, it's just like I say, you know, this is not a pig country over here. You hardly see pigs around here.
Do you water your horses? I mean, how do you water horses or cattle?
Well, we have, one of my ranches, they have two wells, you know, and they have a windmill. And then they have a large tank, and from that tank it flows to a smaller tank, you know, where they get the water.
They drink out of the tank?
Drink out of the smaller tank, you know. It's controlled by a valve, you know. When it gets full, it stops the flow into that tank.
That's
a drinking straw. It's usually round, you know.
Windmills interest me because there aren't any where I live.
Yeah, no.
Tell me about the windmills here. Have there always been windmills here?
What kind of windmill?
Had there always been windmills here?
Yes. Many years.
Have you ever? Are there different kinds of windmills?
Well, there's different makes, but they all work on the same principle, I think.
How's that, sir? I don't know how they work.
Well, they in the first place, you know, they have what they call a cylinder at the bottom, and you put the pipe. And cylinder is connected to that pipe in the bottom, you know. And then they have what they call sucker rods. They're connected to the windmill, you know. And they have pumping action in that cylinder. It pumps the water, you know. And they have a valve that when it's pumping, you know, it opens that bottom valve and brings the water out from the well. And when it's not working, it closes automatically. It keeps the water in a pipe.
Does the wind run the pump?
Yes, the wind. The action of the windmill, you know, it runs it.
How deep are those wells?
Well, some of them are 300 feet, some of them are deeper, some are a little bit shallower.
That's very deep.
Yeah.
Is there a lot of water that's brought up? Or is it
water, something? Well, in some places, yes. Not usually fresh water, you know, it's kind of saltier.
Do the cattle mind?
Yes. No, they drink it pretty well.
Do you drink it? I mean, if you're out on the ranch?
Well, you have to drink it, yeah. Yes, it's not too bad, you know, the ones I have at least. There's some better and some that are worse than that.
What are those, on the hogs, what are those big teeth called that stick out like that? Do you know what I'm talking about, Bruce?
Yes, I know what you're talking about, but I don't can't remember the word. But
would you call them anything like tut tut?
Dust? Yes.